我想刚唱的那首诗歌。
The hymn that we sang earlier.
就是我今天想要交通的这个题目。
It's the message I want to share today.
我是照着之前夏令会还有前几次弟兄们的交通的负担。
I'm sharing according to the burden from the retreat and from brothers who have shared earlier.
我们彼此勉励要追求神那永远的心意。
That we will encourage one another, that we want to pursue the eternal purpose of God.
追求神永远的心意。
To pursue the eternal purpose of God.
就是做一个合神心意的人。
Is to be a man after God's own heart.
我们先读一处《使徒行传》十三章二十二节。
We read Acts 13.
就这次夏令会的主题。
The theme of the retreat.
使徒行传第十三章的二十二节的后半部。
Acts 13, the second half of verse 22.
我寻得耶西的儿子大卫。他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
神找到了一个人，就是大卫。
God found a man, the person was David.
他给他一生一个 comment, 一个注解，叫做他是合神心意的人。
And the Lord gave a comment and.But on David's life, he is one that's after God's own heart.
那这个合神心意的人有一个特点。
And this man who's after God's own heart have a characteristic.
他要遵行神的旨意。
He is going to do God's will.
那我今天要交通的的内容啊，有些的想那个意念呢，是过去很多年我在不同场合也应该也提过。
What I want to share today, many of the thoughts are from various messages that I have shared with brothers and sisters.
对，也许在查经，也许在主日的聚会里。
Maybe during Bible study, maybe during Sunday meeting.
其实这是我二十年来的心中的一个负担。
This is the burden in, for the last 20 years in my heart.
所以之前我们安主弟兄提过，神永远的心意是什么呢？
Brother Andrew, share with us what is God's eternal purpose.
就是基督与教会。
That is Christ and the church.
但是这个跟我们有什么关系？
But what has that to do to with us?
到底我对这个事情到底有多么的爱慕或是多么的追求，这是一个问题。
It's still a question whether we have this desire and this wanting to pursue this thing.
我觉得我学得很慢，但是神恩典怜悯，让我们继续在这里学。
I feel I'm a slow learner, but God's grace will help us, and His mercy will help us learn here.
所以我才会不同的场合里面，也许我们是在传福音。
That's why in different situation, maybe we are preaching the gospel.
也许在服事。
Maybe in service.
也许在讲信息。
Maybe sharing the message.
也许在跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Maybe have some fellowship with brothers and sisters.
所有这些事情后面所隐藏的呢？都是为着神他的旨意。
All of these things, what is behind us, is for God's purpose, His will.
好，我想我们有一点点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们求主收据我们每个人的心。
Lord Jesus, we ask you to keep our hearts.
正如我们刚刚弟兄所交通的。
That we'll get our hearts just like our brother had shared.
如果我们失去那个要你的心，那一切都免谈了。
That if we lose that heart for you, then there's nothing else we do.
但是如果我们有一个爱慕的心，要认识你的旨意的话，你就能够在我们身上工作。
But if we have the desire to know your will, you can work in our hearts.
你也乐意在我们身上工作。
And you are pleased to work, you delight to work in us.
主啊，就求主今天借这一短短的交通做工在我们的心里面。
Lord, that through this short sharing that you will work in our hearts.
好叫大卫成为我们的榜样。
That David will be our example.
我们就有一个心智，我们要做一个合神心意的人。
That we want to be one who's after God's own heart.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们读两处圣经。
We read two Bible passages.
约翰一书二章十七节。
First John chapter 2 verse 17.
约翰一书二章十七节。
First John chapter 2 verse 17.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
And the world is passing and its lust, but he that does the will of God abides for eternity.
他这边讲说，世界还有世界上一切的呢，都是暂时会过去的。
It says here that what is in the world, everything is just temporal and it will all pass away.
但是很稀奇，有一个事情就是遵行神旨意呢，是可以永远长存的。
Amazingly, if we do the will of God, that can last through eternity.
然后再请翻诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇第三节到第六节。
Psalm 90 verse 3 through 6.
诗篇九十篇三到六，你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回，在你看来，千年已过的如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
Thou turn man to destruction, and say, Return, ye children of men, for a thousand years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night, thou carest them away as withA flood, they are as asleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grow up. In the morning, it flourishes and grow up. In the evening, it is cut down and withered.
那有一次我读这段的圣经，跟一些初信的弟兄姊妹读这段圣经。
When I read this passage with some young believers,
然后我就问大家说，你们觉得这段圣经在讲什么东西？
And I asked them, what do you think this?Passage is about.
然后有弟兄姊妹就有各式各样的答案。
And brothers and sisters have different answers.
我有点忘记了，也许就说，比如说人比较脆弱，像草嘛。
And some I forgot some, but they said that men are like grass, so weak.
或者说神看时间好像跟人看法不太一样。
Or that how God sees time is very different from how men view it.
不过最重要的，有人就回答出来就。最重要的这一段呢，是讲到人的短暂，人生的短暂。
But most importantly, somebody answered that life is short.
弟兄姊妹，人的生命真的是非常短暂。
Brothers and sisters, life is indeed very short.
我上礼拜提到说我回台湾探亲。
I mentioned last week that I went to visit my family in Taiwan.
然后我爸爸就跟我提到说，年初的时候呢，山东的堂哥呢车祸去世。
And my dad mentioned to me that early this year, my cousin died in an accident.
大家不要想象我堂哥很年轻了，就是我堂哥可能跟我爸爸差不多。
My cousin's age is about the age of my dad.
不过其实在两年前还有一个也是不幸的事情。
And 2 years ago, something else, a mishap happened.
就是我堂哥的儿子，就那个堂哥的儿子呢，他。两年也是车祸去世。
My cousin, that cousin, his son died in an accident.
对，我还记得，我记得九几年的时候，我去探亲，他还陪我去济南的抱犊泉去观光的。
When in the 90s, when I went back to visit my family, he brought me to travel around.
对，他就小我几岁，是一个公安。
He was a few years younger than me, and he was a police officer.
对，那时候才二十岁左右。
He was in his 20s.
所以。人生真的很短暂，我们不晓得什么时候我们的生命就过去了。
Life is indeed very short. We don't know when our life will end.
对，我父亲算是长寿，他88岁。
My dad led a long life in his 80s.
对，但是好像时间好快，就是好像才是我们小时候做的一些事情，但现在突然大家都已经到了这个年纪了。
Time flies as if we were just in our childhood days, and now we are at this age.
那有时候他因为身体不好，不是那么好。
And his health is not very good.
他有时候比较，语气比较悲观，就想说，哎呀，这个与其拖着，还不如早早结束比较好。
And he's quite pessimistic. He said, "Well, you know, if my health is not good, might as well just go."
我们就安慰他了。
But we comfort him.
其实世上的事也是很短暂的。
The things of this life are very short too.
大家买的那个 iPhone 对不对？
Many people own iPhone.
你应该两年就要换掉。
You should change it every 2 years.
买个那个 MacBook， 那应该3年就要换掉，是 Apple 建议的。内部建议的。
Internally, Apple has suggested that for the MacBook, you should change it every 3 years.
所以世上的事情 转得很快，一下就过去了。
The things of this world change very fast.
所以当我们这个年纪渐渐的增长，
as we age,
我觉得我这个感觉应该更明显。
This is very obvious to us.
有时候我觉得以前某些事情好像是一个很大的事情。
In the past, some things matter like seem to be a big thing to me.
然后也许十年、二十年后一回头看，好像也是变成一个小事情。
But it doesn't matter anymore after 10, 20 years.
啊，比如说结婚，不要用结婚了。
I shouldn't use them.
结婚也是很大事。
Marriage is a big thing.
用生小孩。
Wedding is a big thing.
生小孩。
I'll say that to have a child.
啊，生小孩，哇，那真的是一个大事。
Having a child is a big thing.
对，我一直记得当天生老大当天的时候呢，我在医院，太太在。就是在推的时候呢，我在旁边大喊大叫。
I remember when for Stephen when my wife was in labor, I was on the side screaming.
对，我说吸气，啊吸气 ，breathe.
And then breathe in, take down, breathe out.
好像是我在生一样。
as if I was the one that was in labor.
啊，不过十几年过去再回头看，我们现在是要往前看。
That has passed, so we have to look forward.
希望孩子们长大能够成为神一个有用的器皿。
That a child will grow up to be a useful vessel before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们自己去想象，如果我们是一个八十多岁的人。
If we can only imagine we are one in the 80s.
就像摩西写这首诗篇一样。
Just like Moses when he wrote the psalm.
好像他真的是有一个呼喊，人生真的就是这么短就要过去了。
As if he has this cried out that life is so short, it's going to pass.
所以他眼睛就看着神说：“主啊，你是那位亘古到永远都不改变的神。”
So his eyes saw that God, you are the one from everlasting to everlasting, you change not.
所以也许当一个人步入人生的终了的时候，他就会去想这个事情。
Maybe someone who's entering his very end in his life, he will think about this issue.
有什么东西是我可以带走的呢？
What can I bring with me?
有什么东西是我可以留下的，可以给人祝福的呢？
What can I leave behind to bless others?
弟兄姊妹，这是当我们讲到人生还有这整个世界的一个短暂。
This is when we think about life being so short and this whole world is so short.
但是感谢主，我们刚念了一段圣经。
We thank the Lord that we read this passage in the Bible.
如果一个人摸着遵行神旨意的话呢，他这个事情是永远长存的。
That if one person, if the person touches, that if the person do the will of God, then this will last through eternity.
你可以挪去那个短暂的叹息。
You can take away that very short sign.
因为你发现这个事情好像跟永远是碰上。
Because you realize that this matter touches eternity.
它不会过去。
It will not pass away.
它会留到永远。
It will last through eternity.
我们再回到那个刚刚那个《使徒行传》十三章那里。
We'll return to Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章二十二节后半部。
Verse 22, the second half.
这边好，就是。你注意这个圣灵写圣经的时候的一个语气。
Pay attention to how the Spirit say when he wrote the Bible.
他说我寻得，就是我找到了一个人是大卫。
He said I found this person named David.
对，弟兄姊妹，这个告诉我们说，神在第一个，神在找，就是神的心是要一个人是能够合他心意的人，他在找这种人。
God is looking for a person that's after his own heart and he's trying to find a person.
然后这个语气就是说这种人不多。
As if he's trying to tell us that there are not many that are like God.
那你如果是满街都是，就像台湾现在满街都是大学生。
In Taiwan, you know, you go out, it's all graduates.
你不要去找，你随便，哎呦，挑一个，你就是大学生。
You don't have to look around, you just say, oh, you.Did you graduate? Yeah.
但是你这个神的感觉就是说，你在很多很多众人当中呢，他好像好不容易找到一个是合他心意的人，叫大卫。
And God gives us a sense that of so many people, He took a very hard time to look and He found David.
所以你会感觉神找到这种人的时候，他心中觉得这种人很宝贵。
That God finds him very precious, that He has found such one.
然后这个大卫呢，我们 当然退休会就是夏令会退休会讲了很多了。
We mentioned a lot during the retreat.
这个大卫他知道什么是永远的。
David knew what is eternal.
所以这句话是给他一个一生的一个注解啊，一生的 comment。
That's why this word gave him his life comment.
所以给我一个感觉说，大卫一生呢都在寻求神的心意，要跟随神的心意。
That he was seeking the will of God and wanting to follow the will of God all of his life.
所以他一生都在追求一个是永远的，不是短暂的。
And all his life he's seeking something that's eternal, not temporal.
也许从他幼年的时候就开始了。
Maybe from when he was very young.
他牧羊的时候看着天。
When he was a shepherd, he was looking in the sky.
他说啊、我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
Looking at the sky that you have formed and the stars that you put up.
他突然觉得我这个人真是渺小，算不得什么。
And he realized that who am I? I'm so little.
但是他知道说神这个他借着这个天啊，我当然这个宇宙会过去，但是他借着神所造的天呢、啊，他实在是摸到神是那位永远的神。
Even though this universe will pass away, but he knew through the sky that God created.That God, this eternal.
我的确承认这个永远这个概念不容易去明白。
It's really hard to grasp that concept of eternity.
我觉得一个人当他信主得永生的时候，你在得永生，他就开始碰到永远。
When a person believes in the Lord and have everlasting life, and he starts to touch that eternity.
因为那个生命是永远的生命。
Because that life is an everlasting life.
那个大家不是。有很多人在微信嘛 ，WeChat。
A lot of people WeChat。
然后有时候我就偷偷看大家那个什么叫 moment。
And sometimes I will sneak and look at the moment。
就是说，就像 Facebook， 你 post 一个照片，或者 post 一个你的一个当时的心情。
It's just like Facebook. You post, you know, your how you feel, and you post a picture on there.
其实人你们继续放没关系啊，这个我自己。
It's okay, you can still post on there.
就是人生有好多的这个那个 moment， 好多的那个时刻。
In life there are many moments.
但这些时刻呢，会过去，对不对
？All these moments will pass away.
但是对我来讲哈，我觉得我信主的那个 moment， 那个时刻呢，好像一直存在我的心里面。
But to me, that moment when I Believe in the Lord. That moment has always been in my heart.
我这次就这样去想，我觉得这个事情啊，越回想呢，还是那么新鲜。
This thing, each time we think about it again, it's so fresh in our mind.
然后每一次我可能跟如果有机主给机会啊，跟福音朋友讲的传福音的时候，我通常都就会讲我的信主的经历。
Whenever if I had a chance to share it.Gospel friends, I would share them my experience.
对，恐怕也讲了到一百好几百次吧。
Maybe a few hundred times.
对，还好不是同一个人。对。
Thankfully, it's not the same person.
但是每一次讲，我好像都不觉得无聊。
But every time I speak about it, I don't feel it's boring.
然后，而且呢，当信主越久呢，当越觉得主宝贵的时候，我越回想，越觉得那个 moment 是越宝贵。
The longer I believe in the Lord, and the more I feel the Lord is precious, and I think about that moment, it's so precious.
所以我的意思是说，好像这个事情呢，有一个永远的性质，它不会枯萎，不会凋谢。
It has that nature of the eternity, so it doesn't wither away.
所以大卫在他的一生当中，就一直在追求他人生不要是短暂的，而是有一个永远的价值。
And David pursued all his life that his whole life.Has eternal value and not just temporal.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们人生当中很多的这个时刻 moment 的时候呢，让主在当中是有份的。
That brothers and sisters, in all the moments in our life, that God, that the Lord has a part in that.
在你工作里面，在你学习里面。
In your work and your study.
在你婚姻里面，在你这个照顾小孩的时候。
In your marriage and you're taking care of your child.
邀请主在我们。这个生活在我们这些事情上面做主掌权。
Invite the Lord to reign in these things in our lives.
让我们好好学习主还留我们在地上，但是让我们好好学习在这个地上的时刻呢，这些 moment 不是没有价值的。
That we learn that while we're still on this earth, these moments will not just be meaningless.
然后我知道弟兄姊妹分析就是交通了很多有关奉献的事情。
I know brothers and sisters share a lot about consecration.
我觉得信主之后，一个对我下一个碰到永远比较明显的事情是奉献。
After I believe in the Lord, that this thing that consecration is that thing that let me touch eternity.
或者说下一个关键，我们能够碰到永远的话是奉献。
That key that we can touch eternity is consecration.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可能也私下也交通了很多关于奉献，大家有没有私下？
We probably have shared a lot about consecration outside of the meeting.
对，弟兄姊妹有没有想过为什么要奉献？
Have you asked yourself why do we need to consecrate ourselves?
对，为什么要奉献？
Why?
我们会说主爱我，所以我要为他而活。
Maybe we said that the Lord loves us, we have to live for Him.
对啊，我说主救了我的命，本来是死的，对不对？现在救了我的命，所以主权是他的。
And I can say that, oh.Because the Lord saved me, I was dead, and now He saved me, so I ought to give Him this, His authority, His place.
这些都是好的，都是对的。
These are good and they are right.
我们请翻到很熟悉的罗马书十二章一跟二节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章一跟二。
Romans 12, 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，罗马书十二章一跟二哈。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service.And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以弟兄姊妹把这两节放在一起看的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if you put these two verses together,
保罗说借着神的怜悯呢，劝我们要奉献。
Paul, by the mercies of God, he beseeches that we ought to offer ourselves to the Lord.
然后中间有几句话，然后呢，叫我们能够明白神纯全可喜悦的旨意。
That we can truly understand what is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will.
也就是说，保罗这边说啊，当他劝一个人奉献
，When he beseeches someone to offer himself，
所以这个人能够明白，而且也能够进入神的旨意。
That a person can understand and enter into the will of God.
所以这是奉献的一个重要的意义目的啊。
This is a very important purpose.Of consecration.
所以这个奉献呢是这个就是侍奉。
To consecrate ourselves is to serve.
就是说你们如此侍奉，就是说你们奉献了，你们就是侍奉。
To consecrate yourself as you do to serve.
这个侍奉以前有年长弟兄这样交通。
Elder brothers have fellowship this way.
他说啊，侍奉就是神永远的心意。
Service is God's eternal purpose.
为什么呢？你知道以后我们去了新天新地要干嘛
？When we enter into the new heaven and earth, what are we going to do？
对，以前有弟兄说，我们就天天吃葡萄，然后弹那个弹琴吃葡萄这样。
A brother shared it. Well, we just have you know, enjoy grapes and play the music every day.
但圣经的最末了告诉我们什么呢
？What did the Bible tell us？
我们在永世里面呢，要一直在那里侍奉神。
The Bible tells us that eternally we are to serve the Lord.
所以这个奉献就是侍奉，侍奉就跟永远连在一起了。
Consecration has to do with service, and service is linked, is connected to eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你愿意奉献的话，不要小看奉献这件事情。
If you're willing to consecrate yourself, do not belittle this matter.
这奉献好像你一个人今天奉献，但是他在永世里面呢？是连在一起的，是跟永远连在一起。
Even though you consecrate today, but this is connected to eternity.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个人不奉献啊，他基本上没有办法明白神的旨意。
If a person doesn't consecrate himself, basically he cannot understand the will of God.
所以，如果我们愿意学习大卫做一个合神心意的人的话，你必须先奉献。
If we want to be like David, to be a man after God's own heart, first thing we have to do is to consecrate ourselves.
用一个个人单一的事情当做例子好。
Using a personal illustration, example.
对，比如说，比如说，比如今天你要做一个决定。
If you want to make a decision today.
然后当你做决定，或者说怎么讲？比如说你现在要去，有两个地方可以去。
There are two places that you can go.
所以，然后这两个地方呢，如果你已经心中定义啊，就是想去这个地方。
But if you have make up your mind that you want to go to this one place.
但是你说 ，OK， 我是基督徒，我要遵行神的旨意，所以我要祷告。
But you say, well, I'm a Christian. I have to go by the will of God, and I have to pray.
所以你就祷告老半天，主啊，你引导我，叫我去做个对的决定，去该去的地方。
And you say, Lord, you know, help me to lead me to the place, the right place that I have to go.
但是因为这个事情呢，这个人没有交托、没有奉献的缘故。
But because this person has not consecrated himself and have not gave this matter to the Lord.
他整个心哈，其实是已经被他的那个想要呢，已经被霸占住。
His heart has already been occupied by what he wants.
所以当神想要告诉他说，哎呀，就是这个地方，是那个地方，也许也是这个地方，但不一定。就是神当神想要告诉他的时候呢，这个神的话语进不去他心里面。
So when God wants to speak to him where to go, God's word cannot enter into his heart.
所以表面是在寻求神的心意。
Outwardly, the person is seeking the will of God.
但因为里面已经有了一个定义，所以神没有办法给告诉他。
But within, he has already decided, so God is unable to speak to him.
所以这只是单一的一种事情。
This is just on a personal level.
所以在神整个那个永远的旨意里面，也是同样的原则。
And it's the same principle when we apply it to the eternal purpose of God.
如果我们在生命当中，这个比如说这个事情或那个事情还是我心中的想望跟旨意的话
，Maybe in our lives, maybe this thing or that thing is still what I desire.
那神想要告诉我们他那个心意的时候呢，也是进不来的。
When He wants to speak to us His will, then it cannot come into our hearts.
我有一件事情很有趣。
That's one very interesting thing.
Okay. 就当我信主的时候。
When I believed in the Lord.
应该怎么讲？就是我信主的那几天。
That few days when I came to the Lord.
然后我跟了一个就是老姊妹吃饭，柯姊妹吃饭。
I have a meal with Sister Kerr.
对，其实那天她跟我讲了一些福音的话之后呢，我其实心中非常被摸着。
After she spoke to me about the gospel, I was very touched in my heart.
对，其实之后呢，我就回家就自己就信主。
And I went home and I accepted the Lord.
然后那一天他跟我讲完话之后呢，他叫我跟他去一个房间。
After she spoke to me, she said, "Come to the room with me."
他说跪下。
Kneel down.
然后他就跟我跪下祷告。
And she knelt with me and prayed.
你要想象一下，我那时候还是福音朋友，我是怎么跪下就。因为我对老人要尊敬嘛，就跪下。
You have to imagine I was a gospel friend, but that's an elderly person there.
然后他为我祷告。
And she was praying for me.
他所有的祷告我今天记不得，我只记得一句话。
I couldn't remember all her words, but I remember one thing.
他说我把我不知道他怎么讲，他说比如说他说我把这个委休或者把这个年轻人呢奉献给你。
And she said to the Lord, Lord, I gave this young person to you, consecrate him to you.
奇怪，我就是他所有祷告我通通不记得，我就只记得这句话。
I couldn't remember the rest of what she had prayed, but I remembered it.
然后我还不算真的信主。
I wasn't truly a believer.
那我根本不明白什么叫奉献。
I do not understand what was consecration.
那他就先把我奉献了。
And she consecrated me to the Lord.
然后我是直到好几个月之后。
A few months later,
当我们在查经组查到这个奉献的这篇信徒造就的时候
，After at that point time we when during Bible study we shared on consecration.
当我第一次听到奉献这件事
，The first time I heard about consecration.
然后是主因着主的主权，也因着他的爱
，Because of his authority, his authority and also his love.
我记得当天晚上我在家里面。就自己就祷告
，and I prayed at night in my home.
对，我祷告，我就把我的一生呢奉献给主。
And I prayed to the Lord, I'll give my entire life to Him.
那个时候我还没听过什么给钥匙的这个故事，还没有听过。
At that time, I haven't heard about, you know, those that you have to give the keys to the Lord.
对，所以我也不懂得什么每一把钥匙都要给主，就是我知道我很清楚，我就把自己奉献给主。
I still do not know about the keys, but I was very sure, and I gave myself to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们奉献的时候，我们其实就碰到主，就碰到永远。
Brothers and sisters, when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, we touch the Lord and we touch eternity.
而且我们的那个心思哈，就开始更新。
And our mind starts to be renewed.
这一方面很奇妙，一方面其实也是有道理。
It's very amazing, but it's logical.
对，就是说以前的时候，我们自己是我们的主人，对不对
？In the past, we are our own masters.
所以我想要干嘛，我愿意要做什么，就是我自己做主。
What I want to do, what I'm willing to do, I'm my own master.
然后我的人生是以我的旨意为准。
My life is lived according to my own will.
当一个人奉献之后
，After consecration，
哎，很奇妙，我开始说主真的是开始是我的主了。
That the Lord is my Lord.
所以呢，他是我的主，所以他在想什么呢？我要尊重的。
What he's thinking, I have to.Esteem it highly.
然后他看重什么事情，厌恶什么事情呢？哎，我开始就照着这样一个心思去思想事情。
I have to honor what he likes and what he hates, and I start to think about it this way.
所以就现在就开始用主的角度跟眼光来开始看事情了。
And I start to look at things from his eye, his sight, his view.
哎，所以就我也不是故意去更新我的心思。
I did not on purpose go renew my mind.
但是奉献之后，这个因着这个主是我们真正的主的缘故呢，我们心思就开始有很多的变化。
But after consecration, because the Lord is indeed our Master, our Lord, so our mind is being renewed.
过去是最看重自己的。
In the past, we emphasize on ourselves.
然后我们用世界上的价值观。
And we use the value of this world.
对，同事怎么看，或是反正这个世界这个。怎么看我们就怎么大概是这样子看
How my co-workers how this world view this thing this is how I view this matter as well
哎，现在结果现在主看这些事情他的想法完全不一样
But now the Lord's view is totally different
那我们就开始说寻求主他是怎么看
And we start to seek how does God look at this thing
所以弟兄姊妹啊没有奉献真的你没有办法知道神的旨意
So it's impossible for us to know the will of God if we do not consecrate ourselves.
就算我今天直接讲说哦，神的旨意是基督与教会。
Even if I say plainly that the eternal purpose of God is Christ and His church.
那个变成你一个人头脑的知道。
It'll just be your head knowledge.
因为就是我可以讲，但是那个旨意跟我没有直接的关系。
I can speak of it, but this will has nothing to do with me.
我还是我，然后主的旨意还是他的旨意。
I'm still me, and God's Will is still His will.
对，直到奉献之后呢，我这两件事情才开始连在一起了。
It's only after consecration that these two things are joined together.
对，所以如果只是头脑知道的话，没有办法成为一个合神心意的人。
If we only know it in our head, then we cannot be one that's after God's own heart.
所以我们在夏令会的时候，弟兄姊妹也问到尽本分这件事情。
Brothers and sisters also asked about what does it mean to do your part.
对，我有些人知道，当场我就说。我被问倒了这样。
There I was, I have no answer for them.
对对，我解释一下我怎么被问倒。
I want to explain how I couldn't answer them.
对，我们劝弟兄姊妹要尽本分，就是说你读书的话要读嘛，要怎么讲？要你不可以不读书，要读书。
We encourage them to you have to study. If you're a student, you have to study. You do your part.
有人就问说，那我是每次。每天读两个钟头是尽本分，还是每天读十二个钟头是尽本分
？What do you mean by doing my part? Is it to study for 2 hours or 12 hours?
对，我想想，对啊，你读十二个钟头不是比较尽本分吗？应该是这样。
If you study for 12 hours, then you are doing more of your part.
可是听起来又不太对，对不对？我不可以鼓励弟兄姊妹天天读书，好像什么都不管。
But it doesn't seem right if I encourage them to just study and don't care about anything else.
所以我回去想啊，后来也跟那个钟弟兄有点交通。
I went back to think about this matter and I have some fellowship with Brother Zhong.
好像这整个画面就对我来讲就慢慢比较清楚。
The picture became clearer to me.
以前我们讲尽本分啊。
In the past when we speak about doing your part.
是有个原因的。
It's a reason.
就是说很多弟兄姊妹说哎呀这个神会保守我他给我恩典。
Some brothers and sisters said that, oh, the Lord will protect me and give me grace.
然后我读书不是靠自己，是完全靠着主。
I study it not by my own might. I rely wholly on the Lord.
就偷懒不读书。
And I become lazy and not study at all.
反正主这个一定会看顾我，会给我够用的这个恩典，给我反正 A 或怎么样。
Well, the Lord will take care of me and give me enough grace and give me A for my grace.
所以有一个词叫做尽本分，你不可以偷懒了。
So there comes this matter of doing our own part. We can't be lazy.
对，你找工作的时候，你那个 resume 要好好写嘛，不要乱写。
When you are looking for a job, you have to really do your resume. You can't just anyhow fill in the blanks.
然后你去面谈的时候要稍微做点准备，对不对？这叫尽本分。
You have to prepare for an interview. That is doing your part.
你不能说，的确主有时候会给我们当场的口才回答问题，没有错。
Indeed, the Lord will give us the eloquence to answer the question.
但一个人什么都不管，然后就当场就是主啊，圣灵感动，我就通通回答好。通常主不是这样做事。
But you cannot say that. Oh, you know, just go there and.Answer and the Spirit will teach me, and God doesn't do things that way.
所以以前我们讲尽本分是讲做事情的底线，不是上限。
When we speak about doing our own part, it's that baseline.
所以当大家用尽本分开始问到上限的问题的时候，这个事情就不 apply， 就不是它的内容。
When you said to do your part and you go out to all the way up to high, then this is not the 内容。
不是它 scope 这个。
It's not a scope of the thing. It's the base.
Okay， 我很快讲，就是说，在所以我们跟弟兄这个交通之后呢，我们要这样看。
So we have to look at it this way after I have some sharing with our brother.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的事情上面也要尽本分。
In God's things, we have to do our part.
对，我们有聚会的本分，对不对
？We have our part to come to the meetings.
我们有这个与主交通要与他亲近的这个本分。
To draw nigh to the Lord, this is our part.
我们要为弟兄姊妹祷告，为事情祷告，有这个有本分。
It's our part to pray for brothers and sisters and pray for things.
所以呢，我们如果那个优先次序摆对的话呢，你就发现你读书的本分就不会有这个问题。
If we set our priorities right, then we wouldn't have question about our.Doing our part in the matter of studies.
也就是说，我们先把主的事情那个本分呢，该做的或者说该摆上的呢，先当做是优先次序先做。
What we want to do, God's thing has to be prioritized. We have to it's set on the highest place.
或是对对，我想先看重，然后先摆上，先这个礼拜天我这个时间一定是先摆给主。
This time on Sunday has to be for the Lord first.
所以当你把这个优先次序定好之后呢，你再去看你的读书的时候呢，还或者你的工作的时间，你就基本上就不会有问题了。
When you have set your priority right, then there will be no problem in the matter of study or work.
对，所以比如说我如果我是个所谓电脑工程师啊。
I'm a computer science engineer.
对对对，技术越来越差，是。这个我比如说我要怎么尽我的本分
？How do I do my part？
现在电脑事情日新月异，常常在变。
This matter of the computers is always changing。
那有时候我想说我应该要回家之后还必须要好好进修一下，
sometimes、
不然落后。
Sometimes I feel I have to study more. If not, I'll be left out.
那是要进修多少才是尽本分
？But how much do I do? Then it's doing my part.
现在没有这个问题。
No, I don't have this problem.
对，我回家我需要家里的事情要先顾好。
When I go home, I have to take care of my family.
主的事情要顾好。
I have to take care of the Lord's matters.
这些时间要先优先的先放上去。
I have to set my priorities.
然后我就发现啊，没时间进修。
And I find I have no time to do continuing education.
但你发现这个时候，但是在公司该做的事情呢，还是尽本分把它做好。
But the things I have to do when I'm at work, I have to do my part to do it well.
所以我对老板还是没有亏欠的。
So I do not.
没有欠他。
I do not owe him anything.
Okay. 为什么要讲这个呢？这是一个心思的一个更新。
This is the renewing of the mind.
对，以前我们都是说，哎呀，这些事情太重要。
Sometimes in the past we said these things are very important.
但是现在你越更新，你发现啊，主的事情是更重要。
But once your mind has been renewed again and again, then the Lord's thing is more important now.
所以这些的优先次序都对了之后呢，我们整个生活就讨主喜的，讨主的喜悦。
After our priorities are set right, then our life will be pleasing to the Lord.
就下一个哈，就是我今天其实我不是说我可以把神的旨意讲得很完全，不是这个意思。
Today I cannot speak very completely on this matter of eternal purpose of God.
我今天的目的呢，是愿意弟兄姊妹有个心愿呢，我要追求能够进到神的明白，也进入神的旨意。
But today I hope that brothers and sisters can have this desire, this pursue to want to pursue the.Will of God and to enter into His will.
其实神的旨意哈，就是人活着的目的。
God's purpose is the purpose of man being alive.
啊，弟兄这边以为伟修要开始讲那个人生哲学大道理。
I'm not going to speak about the philosophy of life.
对，人活着的意义是什么
？The meaning of man living.
人活着的意义就是神，或者说神救为什么要救你
？In other words, why?Did God save you?
因为神是一个有目的的神，他不是漫无目标的。
Oh, God is one with purpose.
他今天救了你。
Today He saved you.
甚至远一点啊，他神造了你。
Well, further away, He created you.
然后神也救了你。
And He saved you.
啊，他有目的。
He has a purpose.
那个目的就是神的旨意。
That purpose is His will.
两个是同一件事情。
It's the same thing.
这有些人听过。
Some have heard this.
我以前不晓得在某个场合听过一个叫 Franky 弟兄，我忘了是什么场合听到有一个 Franky 弟兄交通。
My brother Franky shared this.
大致是这个意思，大概是这个意思。
Oh, it's about it's kind of like this.
他好像以前是一个高中老师。
I think he was a high school teacher.
那但他是一个基督徒。
And he was also a Christian.
有一次呢，他去到学校的途中，他开车。
On his way driving to school.
他在旁边啊，在路旁看到一个别人不要的东西。
He saw something that people didn't want on the roadside.
然后那个东西很少见。
It's, you don't see it very often.
平常人是不晓得那个东西是干什么用的。
People do not usually know what that thing is for.
那我相信这个弟兄知道。
But our brother knew.
因为是别人丢掉了，所以他就把它捡起来。
Somebody threw it away and he picked it up.
然后捡起来呢，然后他就带到他教学的班上。
So he brought it to his classroom.
所以他当他把他的课程大概教了告一段落之后
，After he finished teaching for that session，
然后他就把这个不知名的东西呢，然后搬到这个讲桌上。
So he brought this unknown thing on the table.
然后这些下面听众都是高中学生哦，高中生。
These are all high schoolers.
高中生 ，OK， 高中生就可以明白这个事情喽。
The high schoolers can understand this thing.
然后他就把这事情把这东西摆在桌上的时候，他就问这些高中高中青年人。
He asked the young people, the high schoolers.
他说你们知道这个东西是干什么用的吗
？Do you know what this is used for？
或是说你们知道这个东西做什么用？就是它存在的意义跟目的是什么吗
？What is the purpose of this thing？
哎，大家这个看来看去根本没看过这种东西，不晓得怎么回答。
They look at it, but they didn't know how to answer because they have never seen this thing before.
然后这个我们弟兄很有智慧，他就问这些青年人。
Our brother was very wise, and he asked.These young people.
他说：“如果我今天给你一个机会，你可以问一个人，然后让从这个人能够知道这个东西是干什么的话，你应该问什么人
he told him, if I were to tell you that somebody, you can ask somebody about how to use this thing, then who should you ask?
对，你应该问什么人，你才会知道他干嘛的。
Who should you ask? Then you know what this thing is for.
哎，突然之间哦，好像那个神的同在临到这些青年人的身上。
It's as if God's presence was there with the young people.
他突然，这个虽然大家不太讲话，但大家心中好像知道了一个问题的答案。
As if they knew the answer.
就是说，他们知道说你要问。造这个东西的人，他就知道这个东西的目的是什么。
You have to ask the person who made this thing, then he will know the purpose of this thing.
对，你要问那个当初造它的时候，造它的人给它的意义，它存在的意义。
You have to ask when this thing was made, what did the person who made it have? What purpose does the person have when he made this?
对，然后这个弟兄就开始问这些青年人。
So he asked the young people.
如果你要知道你人生的意义的话呢，你应该问谁？
Who should you ask if you want to know the meaning of your life?
对，其实这个时候神的同在开始临下来。
God's presence was there.
他心中突然深处有个感觉啊，要问那位当初造我的那位神。
We have the sense that we have to ask the one who created me.
对，真的是这样子。如果我们要知道我们活在这个地上的目的的话，要问那位创造我们的神。
If we want to know the purpose of our life, we have to ask the one who created us.
人的意义只有神那边有答案。
The meaning of man, only God has the answer to the meaning of man.
各个世代的哲学家或者宗教学家，他们都是非常聪明有智慧。
From the philosophers to those in religion, they also have.
他们很有智慧。
They have wisdom.
他们试着回答这个问题。
They try to answer these questions.
但是弟兄姊妹，他们没有这个答案，不会有这个答案。
But brothers and sisters, they will not have an answer for you.
只有当初神，你要问神当初为什么要造我。
You have to ask the Lord, why did you make me?
你问他为什么要救我。
Why did you save me?
他有答案。
He has the answer.
所以有一次啊，就是有一次我在。思想这个事情要怎么跟福音朋友解释这件事情。
One time I was thinking, how should I explain this to gospel friends?
那神突然给我一个感觉啊。
Lord gave me a sense.
他说，我们用消去法，消去法就好
了。Exclusion.
对对对。我就想说。
Exclusion.
人生的意义是赚很多钱吗？
Is the meaning of life to earn a lot of money?
像 Bill Gates 那么有钱吗？
Like Bill Gates, he's very wealthy.
就找到人生的意义了吗？
And you find the meaning of your life?
或是说你要像什么，做美国总统？
Or the president of the United States?
做到总统了，然后下一任不知道谁，反正做到总统了，那我就人生的意义就完成了吗？
If you be the president, and is your life fulfilled?
或是说，我把家弄得和和乐乐的，很幸福。
If we have harmony in the family,
听起来不错。那我是不是就达到人生的意义了呢
？Well, it sounds good, but did I reach that purpose of my life?
或者你发明了什么主意啊？我发明了什么东西可以流芳百世，是不是就达到人生的意义了呢
？Maybe you invented something and you think you know you reach your purpose in life.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹？当我们仔细从在主面前诚实啊去想这个问题。
If we are honest before the Lord,
你发现你想来想去，所有的这个世界上你能够摆出来的东西呢，都不配成为人活着的意义。
In this whole world, whatever you can put out, it's not worthy to be the purpose of man.
这配不上，因为人太珍贵。
It's not worthy because men are of it's honored. It's a
太珍贵，这样子没关系。所以神是把宇宙当中最宝贵的那一位基督呢，成为我们人生的意义。
And God gave us the most precious one, the Christ, to be our purpose.
对，没有任何宇宙当中没有任何一个事情呢，能够超过基督那么的丰满，那么的有福，还有这么的这个宝贵。
Christ is precious, he's incomparable.
所以弟兄姊妹，神是把最好的给我们了。
God gave us the best.
所以另外有个比方啊，就是我们要有个心，要一直这样去追求。
We have to have this heart to keep pursuing.
嗯，我们以前有弟兄用这个比方非常好。他说啊，如果今天我要开车去西雅图。
If I were to drive to Seattle.
但是，然后我就开着一个最好的车。
And I drove the best car.
然后这个反正然后开得很快。
I drove very fast.
但是我往纽约去开。
I was driving toward New York.
我就拼命开拼命开。
I was driving and driving.
然后路上人就说，你不是要去西雅图吗？
And on the way, people said, "Aren't you going to Seattle?"
没有没有，这个没关系，我去西雅图，我的车又好，我又不累，我就是一直开，
well,
我这一定没问题。
Well, no problem. I'm not tired, and I have a good car. I can just keep driving.
其实弟兄姊妹，我们在旁边人看这个人的时候，我们觉得他非常的愚昧。
So when on the side when we see this person, he's very foolish.
对不对？你要去西雅图西边，为什么老是往东开啊
？You're going to Seattle in the west. Why are you going eastward?
对，我们追求神也是这样子。
The same thing when we are pursuing God.
我们要追求对的方向。
We have to pursue the right direction.
也就是说，当我们明白神的旨意之后，我们就往那个对的方向去追求。
When we understand the purpose of God, and we have to pursue in that direction.
如果我们糊里糊涂以为，或是随便去走另外一个方向，这不是很愚昧吗
？If we do not care, we just walk any way we want to reach that goal. Isn't that foolish?
所以弟兄姊妹，不要把这个事情当作好像很高深的事情。
This is not something that's very high and that you cannot grasp.
对，其实我在 Andrew 结婚之前就开始寻求这件事情，所以我忘了问他是哪一年了。
I think I started to seek this matter before Alberta Andrew was married. Got married, and I forget when it was.
所以推算过来，应该就是我信主一两年那个时候的事情。
Probably a year or two after I had believed in the Lord.
然后我听到说，哦，这些弟兄年长弟兄们说，神是有目的的。
That I heard from elder brothers that God has a purpose.
人是有意义的。
Man is meaningful.
所以我就觉得说，我现在信主了。
So now that I believe in the Lord.
难道我可以糊里糊涂不知道这件事情吗
？How can I just be ignorant and not know about this matter?
那我也不是一下子就通通都明白。
Maybe I cannot understand it fully.
直到今天，我还在继续的愿意多明白。
Even to this day, I'm pursuing to understand it more.
但是神乐意把这个事情告诉他的儿女。
But God delights to tell His children.
所以信主一两年之后，我就开始严肃的去追寻这件事情。
And I seriously pursue this matter a couple of years after I have come to the Lord.
所以神就把我的这个生活当中很多的事哈，开始联系到这个神的旨意了。
So after that, God connected many things in my life to this matter of His will.
我就要快讲一下，神的旨意有，我是借用伯弟兄早年来的时候的一次的交通。
I use Brother Bo's sharing from very early on.
神的旨意有三个层面。
There are three levels of God's will.
最高的那个层面呢，就是神永远的旨意，基督与教会。
The highest one is God's eternal purpose, Christ and the church.
然后第二个层面呢，就是圣经上许多的一般的原则跟命令。
And secondly, it's the principles and commands in the Bible.
比如说，圣经说要常常喜乐，凡事。不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意，就叫常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
And to rejoice always and to pray unceasingly, and in all things you give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
这是圣经里面主讲的，或者说圣经里面当中的一个命令。
And this is one of the commandments in the Bible.
这也是神的旨意。
Also the will of God.
然后神也说，圣经也说要不可停止聚会。
And you do not stop meeting together.
圣经说我们要祷告不可以灰心。
You pray, not disheartened.
圣经说不要爱世界。
And do not love the world.
然后圣经说我们要就是要传福音给这个朋友。
And you have to preach the gospel to friends.
所以这些种种呢，在圣经里面都是神的旨意。
All these in the Bible are the will of God.
但是第二层面。
But it's on the second level.
然后这些旨意呢，其实都是根据第一个旨意来的。
And these the second, those will are according to the one on the first.
然后第三个层面呢？
And a third level.
就是我们生活当中各样事情神的旨意。
All the God's will in all areas in our life.
比如说你应该跟谁结婚？
Who you ought to marry?
然后你应该去什么地方？
Where should you go?
你应该修什么课？
What classes to take?
这个家庭怎么教育小孩？
How do you teach your child?
所以这些好也有神的旨意。
You also God's will is in all these matters.
其实这个今天这个世界上的公司也是这样子用哎。
And today's organizations, the companies, they also use these principles.
我们公司哈有，我们公司有四大旨意。
In our company, we have four.
四个 purpose.
Four purpose.
对 goals 这样
子。
所以这是整个公司的那个。大的那个方向，那是第一层面。
Where the company is going, that's the first level.
是什么？我想，
I forgot.
对，就是要卖东西要卖得好，反正要这个投资人要赚钱等等，这是大旨意。
You have to do very well in the merchandising and also in your investing.
然后在这个大的旨意下面呢？你发现我们这个科技部门呢，就根据这个旨意呢，也有科技部门的旨意。
And in the technological department, then you go your will is according to your purpose is according to that purpose.
所以他前一阵子我不在的时候，他们又设定了三个这个科技部门的旨意。
In our IT department, when I wasn't around, they set three different purpose.
然后呢，根据科技部门下面呢。根据这个旨意呢，我们就很多的 project， 就各个组类要组别要做什么事情，就跟我们。
And our projects, we have lots of projects according to these three purposes.
然后这就跟我每天要做的事情就有关系了。
And it has something to do with why I do every day.
对，基本上我就比较只关心这个层面。
Basically, I care only about this level of things.
是，所以弟兄姊妹，这是公司啊，这那弟兄姊妹，我们不可以只关心我们第三个层面。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot just care about that third level of the purpose.
所以哈，我也交通过，就有一个事情对我帮助非常大。
There's one thing that helped me a lot.
因为万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
That all things work together for them who love the Lord.
也就是说，在第三层面是万事。
And on the third level is all things.
然后这些事情呢？都叫爱神人可以得到益处。
And that all who love the Lord can gain some good out of it.
然后可以连到神那个永远的心意。
That can be connected to the eternal purpose of God.
叫我们日常做的事情，我们的服事呢，不是短暂。
That what we do every day, our service is not temporal.
我就讲一个点对我影响很重大。
One point that it affected me a lot.
我举个例子哈，有一个年长弟兄也是这样交通。
An elderly brother shared this.
因为有一个弟兄，细节我不知道，有一个弟兄他之前也蛮爱主。
I do not know the details, but I know a brother, he used to love the Lord.
后来受了一些环境上的刺激。
And there was some environment, a circumstance that affected him.
然后就远离主。
And he...went far away from the Lord.
当初那个教会里面有一个很好的姊妹呢，很难受。
There was a sister, there was a very nice sister that was affected by this.
然后那个年长姊妹就讲这个其他的弟兄们说，都是你们害的，你们刺激到这个弟兄了。
And this elderly sister said that no, you guys have harmed this and affected this brother.
哎，可是过了一段时间之后
，After a while,
这个姊妹突然就在神面前有一个领会。
The sister before the Lord have gained something.
Yeah, 他说啊，他突然知道说，这个环境呢不能够败坏人，环境只能够显明人。
That the surrounding, the circumstance cannot corrupt the person, but it can reveal the person's condition.
我解释一下，弟兄姊妹，我们不要怪环境。
Brothers and sisters, do not blame their.Surrounding the environment.
因为如果你是一个愿意爱神的人的话
，Because if you're one who's willing to love the Lord,
所有的环境都是神安排为着你的益处的。
All the circumstances, the surrounding, God has made it is for your good.
所以千万不要怪环境把我害成这个样子。
God has arranged that, so do not blame that this environment has caused me and harmed me this way.
环境可以把一个人真正的光景显明出来。
It can reveal the true condition of man.
然后叫这个人呢，能够被神调整。
That this person can be adjusted by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我在读大卫的生平的时候，很惊讶一件事情。
When I read David's life, I was very astonished by this thing.
对，大家都知道，大卫小的时候呢，父母亲根本不看重他。
When he was young, his parents did not esteem him.
他有家，但是像孤儿一样。
He has a family, but it's as if he was an orphan.
然后父母亲就根本就叫他去放羊，然后弟兄们根本就轻看这个弟弟。
His parents asked him to go to shepherd the sheep, and his brothers despised him.
弟兄姊妹，如果我是大卫啊。
Brothers and sisters, if I were David,
我可能就变成一个，反正要不然就是变成愤世嫉俗，就是痛恨这个世界。
Maybe I will be one who hate this world.
要不然就变成自闭症。
I will just be by myself.
对，要不然就反正变成什么样的扭曲的性格都可能的。
I'll close up and be by myself, or I can be some very weird character.
我最亲近的父母亲，我的家人根本都不爱我。
Those who are very close to me, my parents do not love me.
我感谢主，你知道大卫反应完全不同。
But we thank the Lord. David's reaction was totally different.
因为他在这个环境里面呢，他的性格一点都没被扭曲。
In this surrounding, this environment, his character was not being twisted.
反而他因着跟主的亲近的缘故，你发现这个人实在是有非常非常美好的灵性。
But because he drew nigh to the Lord, then his spirit was very good.
所以弟兄姊妹，这三层旨意，大家先放在心里面。
I'll lay it before that you can lay in your hearts these three levels of God's purpose.
我其实也是好些年当中啊，突然这个事情突然就成为真的，慢慢就成为真的。
And slowly it became real to me.
所以弟兄姊妹，在环境当中呢，好好的让主做主。
Brothers and sisters, that in all these environment, that you let the Lord be Lord.
啊，我最后一点啊，我提。
Lastly.
我们常常寻求神的旨意的时候，还是从个人的角度来看。
Oftentimes when we seek the Lord's will, we see it from a personal level.
对，就是好一点的是说，哎呀，我这个，我要选对象，我尊重主。
You can say it's very good. You know, when I'm choosing a spouse, a partner, it's I will honor the Lord.
对，我做这个事情呢，我求主让我要照着神的意思。
When I do the thing, I have to do according to His will.
然后呢，我这个人呢，就慢慢被磨成神的形象。
And slowly I'm being molded into His image.
这个是好的，这是我早年的学习。
This is good. I've learned this when I was young.
然后慢慢主带我知道说，神的心意不是只有个人的。
But the Lord slowly showed to me that His will, His purpose is not just individual.
然后整个神的家是神的心意，要所有人呢都像主。
That His house is His purpose, that all will be like Him.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个你们知道我们的有一个身份是什么吗？是神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we are children of God.
我想一个比方啊，你知道吗？医生要在什么地方进功用？
What is the function of a doctor? Where can he function?
他要在医院。
He has to be in the hospital.
然后一个老师哈，老师要在什么地方才达到他做老师的意义？
Where should the teacher be in order for the teacher to reach his purpose?
他要在学校。
He has to be in the school.
然后一个比如说科学家必须要在那种实验科学家，他要在实验室里面才是一个科学家。
And a scientist, he has to be in a laboratory in the lab doing research.
没有，他才真的是尽到他这个科学家该做的这个目的嘛。
Then he has fulfilled his purpose.
你发现神的儿女要在哪里呢？
Where should the child of God, children of God be?
神的儿女要在神的家里面。
The children of God they have to be in the house of God.
你如果离了神的家，
If you are away from the house of God,
你虽然身份是神的儿女，
Even though you are a child of God,
但你没有办法进功用。
You're unable to function.
没有办法在神的这个 心意底下能够达到你的意义。
You cannot be, you can't reach your purpose in life in God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我们弟兄提到大卫很多的经历。
Our brother shared a lot of David's experiences.
他到了后面有一个很重大的一个逃出喜悦的一个事情。
That's one thing that.It was delightful before the Lord.
或者这样说
was pleasing to the Lord.
比如说他经历过倚靠神打败哥利亚，对不对？
He has went through trusting in the Lord and he defeated Goliath.
然后他逃命，扫罗追杀他，他逃命，他十字架的学习。
When Saul was pursuing his life and he was running away for his life, he had experienced the cross.
他做王之后呢，攻打耶路撒冷城，因为他知道那是神的见证。
When he was King, he attacked the city of Jerusalem because he knew that that's God's testimony.
他寻得约柜，因为他知道那是神的同在。
He seeks for the Ark of the Covenant because that is where God's presence was.
你发现大卫一生当中呢，一直在寻求神的心意。
That throughout his entire life, he was seeking God's will.
而且好像越来越接近神那个中心的心意。
And slowly it went into the center of his will.
然后到了最后的时候呢，他突然有一个意念，他说。神的家在哪里？
And at the very end, he asked, he has this thought, but where is God's house?
对，我要为神建一个殿，然后神能够安息，能够居住的地方。
I want to build a temple for the Lord that he can rest at, he can live there.
所以他一直追寻的时候，神也没有特别告诉他。
When he kept pursuing, yet God did not tell him.
他跟摩西不太一样。
He was very different from Moses.
摩西是经过40年的那个这个旷野的训练之后。
Moses went through the 40 years of training in the wilderness.
哇，神一次向他把那个会幕的那个 pattern, 那个 pattern 会幕把整个启示出来。
God gave to Moses the pattern of the tabernacle.
但是大卫好像神就是故意不明讲。
But for David, God did not say it to him.
所以大卫在他一生的追寻过程当中，到了后面的时候呢，他摸到了神心中最宝贵的心意。
But pursuing God all his life, at the very end, he touched the most precious will of God.
所以神说，虽然你不能建
，God said, even though you cannot build,
但是你实在摸到我的心意，我要祝福你的家。
But you have truly touched my will, and I'm going to bless your house.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看重神的家，神就看重我们的家。
When we regard highly God's house, He will regard highly our house.
所以我盼望今天交通就是弟兄姊妹，大卫是我们的一个榜样。
Brothers and sisters, David is our example.
他一生好像在追寻一个神的心意。
He was pursuing God's will all his life.
然后最后他知道。
In the end, he knew.
神心中非常的满足。
God's heart was fulfilled, was pleased.
所以他给他了一个一生的一个注解 comment.
So God gave a comment for his entire life.
我终于寻到一个人了，他是一位合我心意的人。
I found a man after my own heart.
所以但愿我们彼此勉励。
That we encourage each other.
有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
如果没有你的话
，Without you，
主啊，我们在这个地上像浮萍一样，根本不晓得在干嘛。
Lord, we on this earth will be like dark weed, and we do not know what to do.
我们可能也不晓得目的在哪里。
And we do not know our purpose.
我们可能在那里追求你眼中看为恶的事。
Lord, we might be pursuing the things that are evil in your eyes.
谢谢你把我们从那个光景当中拯救出来。
Lord, we thank you that you have saved us from that condition.
叫我们可以知道我们活着的意义。
That we know our purpose in our life.
那是极大的一个福气和丰盛的荣耀。
What a blessing and how glorious that is!
但愿你吸引我们的心。
Lord, draw our hearts.
不让我们糊里糊涂的。
That we are not ignorant of this.
我们学习大卫。
Lord, that we will be like David.
我们一生在那里追寻你的心意。
That all our life will be pursuing your will.
能够进入到你的旨意里。
That we can enter into your will.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们聚会的祷告。
We'll end our meeting here.